Okay, Rabos, I wanted to embark on a new adventure in Masechet Shabbos, and that is the first parak. We're going to start the first parak, and the Mishnah is quite complicated, but in a nutshell, the Mishnah identifies that there are three processes that are needed to violate a malacha of Hotzah. You need an akira in one Rishos, a transference to another Rishos, and a hanacha in the new Rishos. And the Gemara has a permutation where you have a balabayas who is inside, an ani who is outside, and different scenarios. If the ani does all three, or the balabayas does all three, then they're going to be chayv. And therefore, you can have two cases in which the ani is going to be chayv. Either the ani does a hachnasa, where he's outside and he's pushing it inside, or the ani reaches in and does a hotzah. So that's two cases of chiyuv of the ani, that shtayim of the ani that you're chayv. The balabayas is going to have a corresponding two, where he starts inside, picks up, pushes out, or he puts his hand outside and pulls in, and those are two cases the balabai is going to be chayv. And then you're going to have permutations where you're only going to have an iser drabanan, where the ani and the balabai is do partial. They don't do the entire action of akira, transference of rishus, and hanacha, but they only do partial. We'll get into some of those details as we go forward. But Tosis, right away, we'll start with the second Tosis first, because I think it's an interesting second Tosis. Tosis, Divimas Yitzios, just wants to know a linguistic comment. And why does the Mishnah open up with the words Yitzios HaShabbos? It should have said Hotzos Havalei L'Misne. So why does the language of the Mishnah Yitzios and not Hotzos? If I ask you, what's the Malacha called? The Malacha is called Hotzah, not Yitzia. So Tosis answers that the reason it says Yitzios is Lishna Dikra. It's using Lishna Dikra Al Yetzi Ish Mimkoma V'Darshin Mino Hotzah Al Yetzi Im HaKli L'Laket Haman. So Tosis tells us that there's a pasuk that teaches me the Yisr of Hotzah. What does the pasuk teach me the Yisr of Hotzah? Al Yetzi Ish Mimkoma B'Yom HaShabbat. Now the simple reading of Al Yetzi Ish means you can't leave, you can't walk. But the Gemara is a drash and Masechet Erevin, not Al Yetzi, but Al Yotzi, you shall not take out. What was the scenario? Is every single day they collected mon. When did they not collect the mon? On Shabbos. How would they collect the mon typically? How would they collect the mon? What would they do? They would take a kli from their house, go outside. So when you take the kli, if you did that on Shabbos and go outside, what are you doing? That's Hotzah. You're picking it up from inside, you bring it outside, and now what are you doing? You're filling up the kli with mon, and now you bring it inside. So you have a pasuk that indicates that, no, al yetzei, not on Shabbos, al yotzi. Don't do that activity on Shabbos, don't do hotzah, don't do hachnasa. And since the pasuk says al yetzei, al yotzi, so Rebbe, when he wrote the Mishnah, he wrote it as yitzios haShabbos. And I just wanted to point out that this you find in a lot of masechtas, especially opening Mishnah's masechtas. You'll find that the language that Rebbe used, he wanted to somehow have you recollect a pasuk. Why do you want you to have to recollect a pasuk? Because Rebbe, in writing the Mishnah, this is what I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Yehuda Parnas Shlita, is that the idea of Torah Shebichsav should not be understood in a vacuum. Torah Shebaal Peh should not be understood in a vacuum. Torah Shebichsav is continued by Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is a continuation, is a hemshake, is an interpretation of Torah Shebichsav, and therefore Rebbe wanted to bridge the gap. And it's no coincidence, by the way. Is there a Maseches Chanukah? Is there a Maseches Megillah? Yeah, why is there a Maseches Megillah by Purim and not a Maseches Chanukah by Chanukah? The answer is because by Purim there's a Torah Shebichsav. By Chanukah there is no Torah Shebichsav, and therefore you have this phenomenon. Right. Okay. So we'll leave. So that's what Tosis points out. But again, does Tosis have a pasuk? Is there a pasuk teach me the Yisr of Hotzah? Yeah. There is a pasuk. Open up for a second to Daf Tzadi Vav Medbeis. We'll come back to the Tosis in a second. I just want to bring it complete this picture. If you look at Tzadi Vav Medbeis, so actually go to Tzadi Vav Med Aleph for a moment. So in Tzadi Vav Med Aleph is the beginning of what's called Perek Hazorik. And Perek HaZorek addresses Zorek B'Shabbos. What is Zorek B'Shabbos? Throwing things. And the Mishnah tells us, HaZorek Mishos HaYachosh Sarab Mishos HaRab Mishos HaYachid Chayef. Chayef. So not only are you avalim yisa when you do what? When you carry, but also when you throw. Look at the Gemara. Now turn the page. So the Gemara says, Michdi, Zrika tolda dehotsahi. Zrika is a tolda hotsah. Hotsah gufa hechaksive. But how do you know hotsah is a malacha? Where is hotsah written? Now what would Tosis tell you? Where's hotsah written? Where? By the man, al yetzei. Al Yotzi, says the Gemara over here, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Kra, Vayetzav Moshe. Where's this Pasuk found? Shmos Lamed Vav. Ooh, Shmos Lamed Vav. What parsha is Shmos Lamed Vav? I forgot. This week we read Kisisa. Shmos Lamed Dalet. Lamed. What's Shmos Lamed Vav? Oh, yes, it is. Vayakel. This week's parsha, okay? So this week's parasha, not only are you getting a new perek in Masechet Shabbos, you're also getting Divrei Torah in the parasha. So the Torah tells us in this week's parasha, Vayetzav Moshe commanded, Vayaviru kol b'machane, a kol went out in the machane, and Moshe commanded, what did he command? He said, Ish v'isha, al yasu od malacha l'tshumas ha-kodesh. No more malacha shall be done. And then the pasuk says, "Vayikale ha'om mehavi," and the nation stopped from bringing. What were they bringing? They were bringing stuff. What stuff were they bringing? Stuff for the Mishkan, gold and silver, all their property they're bringing out for the Mishkan. Says the Gemara that Moshe told them, "Stop now! Stop from bringing. Where? Where were they bringing it to?" They would bring it to the Machane Levia, the camp of the Leviim. Umachane Levia, Rishis Haram Hava. Ukamali Yisrael, Lo Tafiku, stop bringing out. Vitetu, stop bringing from Rishis HaYachad, Ditchu, Rishis HaRabim. How do you know it was Shabbos? Because the language of Vayaviru Kol Bamachane. A kol went out. Miloshen Vayaviru. And the Gemara is in Xeris Shabbat, just like it says by Yom Kippur. Vavarta Shover, Trua, Hotsotu over here, Vayaviru. It was Shabbos, and Hashem, Moshe says, on Shabbos, stop bringing. So what is this a source of? Hotzah. A source of Hotzah. So how many sources, if I ask you, how many sources do we have for Hotzah? You have two. You have one source of Al Yetzi, Al Yotzi, referring to the man, and one source of Vayikale Ha'amei Ha'vi. So far, so good? Excuse me? I see a pasuk. I see a pasuk. Hold on to that comment, a good comment, Nate. Now, just to show you, I didn't make this up. Look at Rashi. I just want to, like, kind of help you. Like, how did I get to the Gemara Daf Tzadi Vav? Did I just, like, I know Shas Kolt? I don't know Shas Kolt. I'm barely, I can, if I learn Pesachim Daf Kuvav today, I'm in good shape. I don't know Shas Kolt, but I learned Rashi. I do learn how to read Rashi. So Rashi writes, Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, La'osana omdim bifnim shtayim min haTorah, hotzah v'achnas debal habayis, uveperek hazorek, daf tzadi vav mebeis, bereishei nafkalan miyitzav Moshe, v'yaviru kol b'machane, lo tafik v'mishay yachlar sharab, l'avina dava, l'machan l'avia, v'yam ha'shav is like, y'all fasam? So I just learned Rashi. And Rashi took me to daf tzadi vav mebeis. So yeah, I opened that up too. And I wanted to see what's going on over here. So we have how many psukim to teach you the malach of Hotzah? Two psukim. Okay, yeah. Hold that in the back burner for a moment. Okay, so Tosis, again, a nice little Tisis. We have one little Tisis, another little Tisis. Top Tisis, a nice little Tisis. Tosis wants to know a very simple question. And you find this kind of Tosis on almost every single Masechet. Why did the Masechet begin where it began? It's got to make sense. Rebbe knew how to learn. Rebbe was a pedagogue. Why did he start Masechet Shabbos with Yetzios HaShabbos? After all, when I look at my magical Mishnah, Daf Ayin Gimel, and Binyamin Kuntzler asks a beautiful question. Why did Masechet not start off with that Mishnah? That would have been a great place to start, and I don't have a good answer to that question. It's asked. Question, everyone asks the Kashan Daf Ayin Gimel. But why, why are we starting with Yetzias HaShabbos? What malach of the 39 is Hotzah? Kind of what?
Here.
I don't know if Tos can answer here.
Then...
Oh, yeah, that's true. Very good, 100%. So what's What number malacha is Hotza? It's number 39. So first of all, that's interesting. Why is it number 39? And then if it's number 39, then why over here is it number?
One.
Number one. That's Tosis Kash. And in fact, Tosis then asks, historically, you look at Masechtas. The logical way most Masechtas start is in chronological order. So I happen to be learning Maseches Pesachim now. How does Maseches Pesachim start? Or La'arbasar. What is Or La'arbasar? What's the first thing you have to do when you get to Pesach? What's the first thing you have to do? You have to do Bedikas Chametz. You have to get rid of your Chametz. When does that start? That starts Le'al Yadalit. So we start with Le'al Yadalit. Erev. The night of Erev Pesach. And then what's next in the Masechet? Then you're going to deal with the dinim of Yudalit. What are the dinim of Yudalit? The Karban Pesach. And a good chunk of the Masechet deals with the Karban Pesach. And you know what's the last thing it deals with? Le'al Tezvav. Le'al Tezvav is the Seder. That's at the end of the Masechet because that's kind of, okay, you covered Bedikas Chametz, you covered Matzah Mar and all that. You covered the getting ready for Pesach, you covered Erev Pesach, then you get to Pesach itself. So you go in chronological order, makes sense. What other Masechet is hallmarked by going in chronological order? Okay. Masechet Yuma! Coming up soon in the Daf Yomi as well. Masechet Yuma, what did it start off with? To start off with Yavod on Yom Kippur? It starts off with the prep, the week before Yom Kippur. Got to make sure a Kohen Gadol has a separate second wife and all this prep in advance. It's chronological order. Makes sense. In fact, the Gemara wants to know what comes first, Gittin or Kiddushin, in Rebbe's order. Gittin comes first. Does that make sense?
No.
Does not make sense. And the Gemara asks that Kasha, why do we have Gittin before Kiddushin? Okay. Good question. What? There you go. I didn't say it. You said it. But okay, so these are questions. So the Gemara says, why then, what's the logical place to start Hilchos Maseches Shabbos? What's the logical place? Erev Shabbos. And in fact, does the Maseches start with Erev Shabbos?
Yeah, no.
The answer is, it does, except here. And if you look at the second Mishnah in the Maseches, on Daf Tes, I believe, Tes and Beis, Gemara says, Dinim of Erev Shabbos, don't sit down to get a haircut, Samuch Lamincha, Ad Shiyaspal, don't go into the bathhouse, because you might run into Shabbos. And then it tells us, next Mishnah, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Lo Yetze Hachai B'machato, Samuch L'Chashecha. A tailor should not walk around with his needles, Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, because what might happen? He might forget. And then the Masechet goes by Memadlikin. What's by Memadlikin about? Lighting candles, Erev Shabbos. And it goes through by Metomnin, a lot of dinim of Friday afternoon. So the question begs itself, that is the order of Masechet Shabbos, why Yetzios HaShabbos first? Why hold so? Why jump into these malachas? And Tosis gives three answers. Okay? And they're all not fundamental, not lumdish. But one of them, the third one, will get us into the lumdish topic I want to get to. First answer. So it says Tosis, v'tirates the Riva answers. And this is a nice little schmooze. You know why the Torah starts, the Gemara starts with Hotzah? The Hotzah chavivale. Hotzah is a malacha that's very dear to us. La'agdume. Mishum demi mishna zu shaminan kama dvarim. Hotzah. V'achnasa da'ani u'da'asher u'da'boy akira v'hanacha u'shnayim sha'asu apturim. If you do a malacha together with someone else, you're potter. V'yado sha'adim chashuvo k'dal al-dal v'yado sha'adim ein lo k'rushayach v'lo k'sharam, etc., etc. So what's Tosa saying over here? What is the hallmark of Malachas Hotza?
It's got a lot of aspects.
A lot of dinim, a lot of halachos, and I'm going to say it even sharper. It's a lot of abstractions. A lot of halachos, a lot of abstract halachos, a lot of conceptual ideas. And Rabosai, do we like simple, clear-cut, black and white?
No.
Or do we love abstractions, lumdus, the world of concepts and ideas. What gets us excited? What gets our juices flowing? What gets us juiced for Limud HaTorah? It's the abstractions, it's the details, it's the lumdus. So says Tosis. You know what's the most chaviv of all the malachas? The most complicated, the most abstract, the most detailed, the most conceptual, the most chaviv. And what do we start off with? Chavivus. Chavivus. It's chaviv because it's complex. That is answer number one. Nice musr shmuz. It's a nice shmuz. Moshe Latinik, don't get... I'm going to pause you for a second so I can say something sharp. I would answer the following. And I might be wrong, but I would suggest that perhaps when it comes to the other masechtas, there's an equality in the complexity and abstraction. Therefore, the default is start chronologically. Not so when it comes to our malacha and our masechet, and therefore this will override that default. Okay, that's approach number one. Approach number two is that of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam affirms the davar ha-hover rogel ha-shas l'shanas tchila. Things that are most common, that are very common, so that shas will deal with first. V'chem basek b'avakama ha-shor v'abor ha-mav v'ahever. V'lo nagin k'seder ha-parasha. We didn't look at the seder ha-parasha. We do with which is most common, when apparently shor and bor are more common than fire and other of the avos. He's saying the pasuk has an order in the pasuk, and the mishnah deviates from the order in the pasuk. Why? Because of that which is most common. And then he says, so too when it comes to Ravina Haigon says when it comes to arba tzrichim lahodos in perek haroeh, also we do the most common. V'lo nakas hashas k'seder hapasuk. Okay, so yitzias hashavas he says is very very commonplace. It's a common malacha. It's something you confront all the time. Now that's ironic a little bit, because bizman hazeh. Which one of the 39 malachas is going to be the forgotten malacha? Hotzah is the forgotten malacha. Why? Because today, Eruvin are so ubiquitous that Hotzah becomes the forgotten malacha. But if you didn't have Eruvin, Hotzah would be something that you'd be confronting all the time. What? Ubiquitous. Look it up.
But it is a big asset.
What?
Eruvs are a big asset.
Eruvs are a big asset, but the average commoner doesn't have to deal with Hotzah anymore. Okay. Lastly, Rabosai, lastly, and this is the important answer I want to focus on a little bit. V'ol mefaresh Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, this masechet is not deviant. What do we start off with? We always want to start off chronologically. So what is chronological? What's the place to start? Erev Shabbos. What's the first real din of Erev Shabbos that we find? Lo yetze ish be machato. That a tailor, a chayot, should not go out with his needle. Why not? Because he might come to carry. So really, the concern, drabanan, of a tailor is carry. You're concerned about carrying. Don't carry. We're concerned about carrying. What's carrying? So says the Mishnah. We first have to discuss what? Carrying. So now Tosa said, look inside. V'od mefarash abeinu tam. D'pasa b'yitzitzin shu d'boi lamem lo yotze achay b'machato. The afal gab, but you know what? It also says in these early Mishnayos, it also says, Einosim kelim lakoybes. Don't give clothing to a launderer, guy, to do laundry for you on Shabbos. Don't give it to him when? On Erev Shabbos. But it doesn't talk about the Isser Malabim, doing laundry. Why doesn't it talk about the Isser of doing laundry? Or it tells us, do not do hatzmana. What does hatzmana mean? Don't insulate food on Erev Shabbos because you might come to light a flame. Does it give us the dinim of lighting flames?
No.
It does not. So says Tosas, if this was true, then you should talk to me about the dinim of Libun and the dinim of what? Of Havara. Why only the din of Hotza'ah? So says Tosas, because Hotzah chutzrach l'shanos tfei. Mishum de malacha garuahi. Hotzah had to be emphasized more than Malabeh, more than Mavir, more than any of the malachos. Why? Because Hotzah is a malacha garua. What does malacha garua mean?
Weak sauce.
Weak sauce. It's a weak malacha, and then Tosa says, Kamo Sha'afaresh. Like I will explain. Tosa says, Hotzah is a weak malacha. And then the next Tosa, Div Masl Pashat, is going to great detail of why this is a weak malacha. Now, before we get to it, hold on. I'm going to explain. But how many of you, like, got through a good chunk of Tosa's Pashat and chop it well? Okay, so let's go through the Tosas. It's a really important Tosas, and then we'll start the shiur. Yes.
The last answer is the answer because it's relevant because it's the first thing on Shabbos. Or because it's
so he's saying the combo. He's saying it's really the first thing comes up on Shabbos because Lil Yaitse I, but other things are also first, and those are not mentioned. So why is Hotzah yes developed? Malacha garuahi. So it's a combo. It's a combo idea. Yes.
So why not start with Hotzah and then do Mavir and then do Malacha? And then start with
Air Shabbos. Fair. And my answer is going to be, fundamentally, Hotzah is Malacha Garua, and we need to get that done. Yes, but if you do everything, then you're going to lose sight of the chronology. Then you lost chronology. So the chronology is still the driving force. So you should have started off with Air Shabbos. Why Hotzah? Because Malacha Garua. It goes back to Malacha Garua. Okay, Rabosai, let's explore this a little deeper. Okay, the topic now of today's shiur, from here on in, Malacha Garua. What does that mean? What is its significance and the prominence, therefore, of Malachas Hotzah? So says Tosas. Rabosai, did you find the Mishnah to be a little bit like, confusing, but also a little bit verbose? A little verbose. So Tosas is right away bothered by the verbosity of the Mishnah. Notice the following. We have a case of Ani and Balabais. Case one. Ani picks something up, pushes it into the house. Ani chai Balabais pate. What did the Ani do? Give me one word. One word! No. Hachnas. Pushed in. Balabais picks up an object. No, a Balabais reaches out and pulls in. What did the Balabais do? Hachnas. Reverse case. Ani pulls out. What did the Ani do? Hotzah. Balabais pushes out. What did the Balabais do? Hotzah. So Tosis bothered right off the bat. What's the difference if I push out or I pull out? Bottom line is, why do you need to talk or say so much? Just tell me, Hotzah is aser. Whether you push out or pull out, what difference does it make? Bottom line is, you take an object from inside and pulling it outside. That's Tosis kash. Look at Tosis. Temalari. Amayt sarich lemisni tarti da'ani u da'balabayis. V'chem b'rei shvus says the same thing. Mefarsh b'gemara, shtayim da'ani u da'balabayis. Mas shayich likros ha'shtayim. Mali oni, mali osher. What difference does it make if it's pushing out or pulling out? Says Tosis. V'nira l'ri de'itztrich mishum de'hotza'a malacha garuahi. We need it. We need to say it. Because Hotzah is a malacha garuahi. Stop there for a second. The translation of the words malacha garua means weak malacha. Now, can you tell me not what weak malacha means, but because Hotzah is a weak malacha, therefore what? Therefore, we have to say more. Explain to me, like, why. Yeah, Irvin. Not why it's a weak malacha. Why? Because it's a weak malacha, that's why we need da'ani u da'balabais.
Because it's a weak malacha, you may not understand. You may think that maybe it's just like one small thing, and you may not understand the full
Yeah, sort of.
If you do not explicitly say, you'll think it's allowed.
Okay, in other words, if I were to ask, is Meleches Hotzah a radical chidush? What's your answer?
Yeah.
It's a radical chidush. Malacha Garua means it's a radical chidush. It's a weak malacha. It shouldn't be awesome. It should not be awesome. Yet, what's the din? It's awesome. That's a chidush. So if it's a chidush, in order to be awesome, what do I need? What do I need? I need explication. And if it's not explicated, what's going to be my default? It should be mutter. It should be mutter. Why? Because this malacha is weak. Have we explained why it's weak? We have not explained why it's weak. But it's weak. Says the first Tosis. Why is it first? Third answer? Because it's weak. Because it's a chiddush. And because it's a chiddush, I need to emphasize that it's usser. How do I emphasize that it's usser? I talk about it first. By the way, you know why? First answer that first Tosis. You know why there's so many dinim and so many abstractions and so conceptual? Because it's weak. It's unusual. It's different. Could someone suggest to me your own idea why this malacha is different? Is weak, is, yes, Gavi.
Because it's such a natural thing to do. It's like breathing. Like
it's
you're not breathing. You're not making breathing usher. They breathe in the Mishkan. So why should it be usher to move from Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah?
Okay. It's just a natural thing to do.
It's not doing any significant.
Is that a
Lumdish's
vort?
Nothing significant.
Okay, you're saying something more meaningful. Yes, Mr. Sucker.
In the Mishkan, there was not really breathing from the outside to inside.
It wasn't?
Your
house was inside. You brought something from your house outside, all the materials. Maisha?
Similar to God, there's no creative.
Okay. So take a look for a second at the Or Zarua, source number 5. Look at the Or Zarua over here. This Or Zarua is very, very important. Says the Or Zarua, Hamotzi l'kaman perek hazor, boy hotzah. The Gemara asks, in Perek HaZorik, Hotzah hechaksive, velo boy lemilfa mi mishkan. We do not learn Hotzah from where? From the Mishkan. Afagat havei mishkan, mishum de malacha she'ena chashuvahi. Hotzah is not chashuv. Why not? Dema malacha asa. What did you do? Hotzi o mirshus, you took it out of its rishus. What is that? Now listen to this. Meikara chefetz, vahashta nami chefetz. It was an object, and now it's also an object. What's the Or Zarua saying?
It changed the form, same state.
Look at every single malacha. Name me any malacha. Throw out a malacha. Dash. You love Dash. Shenzer! Yitzi, why don't you touch him on the shoulder very lovingly? Benjamin! Okay, we need a little Moda Ani action over there. Okay, Rabosei, Dash. What do you do when you do Dash? What's Dash? You extract the food from the shell. What did you start with?
A shell,
kernel in a shell. You extract it. Now what do you have? A kernel. Give me another malacha. Borer. What do you have? A mixture of psoles and ochel. You separate the psoles. Now you have ochel. What else? Give me another one. What? Kotzer. It was attached to the ground. Now you harvested. What do all the malachas have in common? What do they all have? There's a change in the state. You are engaging in a change in the state of the object. You have moved the object along to a state of completion, a transformation of an object. Rabosai, When you do Hotsa, what have you done?
Nothing.
Says the Or Zarua, Me'ikara Chefetz, Vahashta Chefetz. Good. It was inside, now it's outside. It was outside, now it's inside. Has there been any transformation of the object whatsoever?
No.
None. Tosa says, if there's no transformation of the object, you know what we're going to call that? Why is that a malacha? What have you done? You haven't done anything. Why should that be a malacha? And in fact, the question is better than the answer. It shouldn't be a malacha. It should not be a malacha. So why is it a malacha? Let's continue in Tosis. What? Patience. Patience, Binyamin. So says Tosis Viter. Oh my gosh, I haven't done anything yet. Says Tosis Viter. Let's go. And then Tosis adds, more than that. What? Oh, the malacha is moving the object into a new reshus? Well, I'll give you an example of moving an object into a new reshus. Let's say I take an object from a reshus hayachid, and I move it into a new reshus hayachid. What's the din? No problem. Mali motzi shayachid sharab. Mali motzi shayachid sharab yachid. What difference does it make? The fact that it's a rabbin, so what? And therefore he says, what?
The sources, I think either source is specifically from a yachid to a rabbin.
One second. The lo haba garmina hotzah dani balabais lo balabais mi ani. And therefore, says Tosis, you would never learn out hotzah the balabais and hotzah the ani. Hotzah the ani mi hotzah the balabais, because hotzah is a what? Is a chiddush. And if it's a chiddush, ein lecha bo ela chidusha. You'll not learn out balabais pulling from pushing. You will not learn out ani from balabais because it's a malacha garua. And then he says further. I'll prove this to you. V'teda. What does v'teda mean?
Answer.
No, understand. Araya. How do I know Maleches Otsa? How do I know Maleches Otsa? The answer is I have two psukim. I have a pasuk al yetzi al yotzi, and I have a pasuk of ayikale ha'amei havi. V'teda. Mi de itzik trei kroi bohotsa, kede naflam bereish hazoyrek. My vikali ha'am mehavi. Uvisov perakam de erevin nafkal mikra achrina doshina al yetze ishrim kom al yotzi. Fahasam pe rashti. Fahainu mishum de malacha garua. Itztrik tarvayu chad la'ani v'chad la'asher. You know why you need an ani and an asher? You need ani and asher because you need how many psukim? Two psukim. When it comes to all other malachos, where do we learn malachos from?
Mishkan.
When it comes to Hotzah, is Mishkan enough?
No.
The answer is no. It's not enough. What do you need to get Malachas Hotzah? You need Psukim. Oh. And if that's true, how do we learn out Toldos by all other Malachas? Who said that? Dom Mela'av. A Tolda, in order to be over an Issa Dorais, a Tolda has to be Dom Mela'av. Says Tosas, Vechim Bechol Toldos to Avos Malachos, Lo chay shin sheba mishkan, ela avos belvat, uve toldos do tsa boy sheba mishkan. It's not. To be a tolda of otsa, to be an av, you need pasuk. To be a tolda, what do you need? You need mishkan. It's not bazorik. Shnei gzuz taro zu kenegetzu ha-moshit va-azog mizula zu potter. Ha-yushtem biyota achas azog potter va-moshit chad. Shekach. Hoysa avodas levim ubereish hazork nami hazork abba amas brishabam menalan vidochik etc. In other words, the Gemara is going to tell you there's a tolda called moshit. Moshit means when you extend from a reshus hayachid to a reshus harabim over a reshus harabim. Reshayachid over a reshus harabim, and that's a tolda of hotza. How do you know that? The answer is because they did in the mishkan. Where they used to have agolos, wagons, which is reshayachid, and they would extend crushing from one wagon to another wagon over a reshus ha-rab. Zorek, again, sourced in Mishkan. Toldos of Hotsa are sourced in Mishkan. So the core issue, what emerges is Hotsa is a radically different kind of malach. There's no shinui in chefetz. What difference does it make if you go Rishayach, the answer is, Hotzah therefore needs to be much more fundamentally sourced to be over the Isser. So for the Av, you need Mishkan. For you need psukim. For toldos, what do you need? Mishkan. And in that sense, this malacha is an unusual malacha garua. Now I begin shir. Okay. At the end of the day, so bottom line, why did the Masechet start with Malachas Otsah? Bottom line, what's the best answer is because it's a malacha garua. Why do we need psukim for the avos? Malacha garua. Why do we need mishkan for toldos? Malacha garua. Okay. But now, we have psukim for the avos, we have mishkan for the toldos. Here's my lumdisher question. Now that I have psukim, and now that I have mishkan for toldos, here's a lumdisher hakira. Is meleches hotzah identical now, post facto, to every other malacha? Or post facto? A posteriori. After the psukim, after the mishkan, where am I at with meleches hotzah? Is meleches hotzah now a malacha like all the other malachas? Because it has been rehabilitated from a malacha garua into a classic bona fide malacha. How has it been rehabilitated? Psukim and Mishkan. Or, even after its rehabilitation, it's still classified as a malacha garua. With nafka mina lehalacha, it's just not the same. Do you understand my question? That's the question. What are the nafka mina lehalacha? Are there any nafka mina lehalacha that highlight? Now, I'm going to just whet your appetite. W-H-E-T. In Hilchos Shabbos, I think we're going to find Totsah is one of the Lamentes Malachas. Is there any other area of halacha where, like, Hotzah seems to be a downgraded Isser? Yantif. Fascinating. And I was always bothered by this until yesterday. Until I started learning the sugya well yesterday. I was always bothered. What kind of malachos are mutter on Yantif? Give me the word. Meleches ochal nefesh. Meleches ochal nefesh. Yafeh. Meleches ochal nefesh or mutter on Yantif. Give me an example of meleches ochal nefesh. Bishol's a good one. Give me another one. Shechita is a very good one. Classics. Chotzah. Why is chotzah a meleches ochal nefesh? What makes it meleches ochal nefesh?
You bring your stuff from the field into your house.
Yeah, sort of. Maybe. But do you understand how bishul, that's classic. What are you operating on when you do bishul? Food. Do you understand how shechita is classic? What are you operating when you do shechita? Rabosai, is there anything wrong with carrying a tissue, a talis, your keys in your pocket on Yantif? The answer is no. Why not? So again, we're going to set this up for tomorrow, but just take a look at the Tos HaRosh. A Tos HaRosh in our sugya. The Tos HaRosh cites, unbelievable. The Od Amrina, you look at the underline, we'll pick this up tomorrow, Bez Hashem. The Od Amrina v'pirka kama diyantif. Eruv v'hotzah l'shabes. V'ein eruv v'hotzah l'yomto. There's a shita in Maseches Beitz that says there is no isser of hotzah on Yantif. And if there's no isser of hotzah, what else don't you need on Yantif? You don't need an eruv. Why? What's the reason? So look what the Tos HaRosh says. The Tos HaRosh on Ardaf. V'hainu tam, you know why? Mishum de'ena chasuva malacha. Wow. U'biyantiv ksiv lotasa malacha. Wow. That's wild. Rabbi, are there any Isurei Shabbos that are not malachos? Dorais Isurim that are not malachos? Don't say them. Don't say them. No, any Isurei Doraisa that are not malachos? I'll give you three. Number one, Mechamer. Mechamer is what we call Shvisas Behemto. Your animals are not allowed to work for you on Shabbos. Ata bincha shorcha vechamorcha. That's an iser of Doraes. Is it a malacha?
No.
Not a malacha. Not a malacha. Tchumen. Are you allowed to walk outside the tchum?
No.
Nope. Rav Akiva says, iser Doraes. Is it a malacha? So you know what this Tosa Rosh is saying? After all is said and done, is Hatsa Aser?
Yeah.
It sure is. What kind of Isurim are Aser on Yontif? It says, on Yontif, it never says, all it says is Lo Sase Melech Malacha. It has to be Malacha. Tosas Rosh says that this man, the Omer Masechus Beit, that says Ein Erev Hotzah B'Yontif, is telling you that Meleches Hotzah, after all is said and done, best case scenario, it's still a Melacha Garua, and therefore on Shabbos, yeah, it's also on Shabbos because you have Psukim. Do those Psukim apply automatically to Yontif? What applies to Yontif?
Melachos.
Where do you learn Melachos from? Mishkan. Where do you learn Hotzah from? Suki. Guess what? Sa and Yantif. According to this Mandamar, is mutter. Why? Because it's a malacha garua. That's incredible. That's wild. That's huge. 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. Yeah, why does the Mishnah list it? And a Hanami. It's a good question. Good question. Good question. Good question. So what I want to do tomorrow is I want to delve into nafkaminas at the end of the day of Hotzah. But I do think, and by the way, one last comment. Is there any other malacha, since it's Parshas Vayakel, and it's Rishon, Sunday's Rishon, Parshas Vayakel, double Parsha, is there any other malacha where the Torah gives me a pasuk?
Fire!
I just said it.
No,
you're on fire, Yitzhak. Fire. Right. Fire. By Yaakov it says, Lo sevaru esh bechol mosvosechem biyom ha-shabbat. Fire. Why does it single out esh? Do you remember? We discussed it in shir number 3 or 4. Why does it talk about fire? We had two pshatim. Two pshatim. Why does it mention a pasuk by fire? Why did I learn it out from the Mishnah? So we had a machlokas, Rav Nosson and Rav Yossi, I believe. One says, Havara lechalek yatsis. Do you remember that? Is Havara malacha? Sure, it's a malacha. It's a malacha. So why is it explicated? Because just like the Torah went out of its way to explicate Havara, it's as if the Torah also explicated Bishul and Borer and Bona and Soter and every other malacha. That you're chayev a chatas for everyone if you did a behel mechas. It's as if the Torah had a pasuk. Remember the beginning of the year? Shemos muchlakin? Ufin muchlakin? Shemos muchlakin? Okay, anyway. That's one pshat. The other pshat was Havara lilav yatsis. What does Havara lilav yatsis mean? It's not a malacha. It's a lotasa. It's not a malacha. And Tosis Maseches Psachim Daf Hei says, if it's not a malacha, guess what?
Yeah.
Can you light fires on Yontif? The answer is yes. And Rabosai, are we pretty lenient about lighting fires on Yontif?
Yes.
We are. Two malachas that were very lenient. They're not classic malachas Ochel Nefesh. Havara and Chotza, because maybe both of these are not classic malachas. Mitzvah Shalom, pick it up tomorrow. Have an excellent day.